Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
And this particular message is called Love is Positive Energy.
Again, thank you for being with us. The next thing that we do in our preparation for Truthful is we take time to settle down and to make sure that we invoke and invite the energies of all of our ancestors to gather with us tonight, to be able to prop us up and show us love, give us the strength, give us the courage, and give us the determination to discuss things that aren't really talked about out in public. So we raise the curtains and we open the door on a lot of subjects that are just not generally spoken of, but are indeed topics that are very important to our very survival. So ancestors, all, we love you so, so much. And we know that you come to bless us, not just on Tuesday nights, but every night, every day, every time that we call your presence forward, for you to be active in our lives. So we give you love, we give you honor, we give you respect. Ashe, 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 oh. It's all about life. It's all about love. It's all about wellness. So tonight's show is the first Tuesday of February, and we're going to be talking about the water of life, or urine therapy, the very essence that flows from our bodies. And our guest speaker, along with others, I'm sure, is none other than my nephew, Anthony A.K. King. He is such a motivator, such an inspirator, and a person that is so willing to take risk and to open up to allow others to follow what he does and to so do the same thing. So he's been the wind beneath my knee, my wings, and you can give him the credit for me doing this radio program, because I fought him for a long time before I finally gave in. So it is with so much pleasure that he's going to be with us tonight. And so I'm just looking forward to having whoever will speak tonight about the water of life, the pure essence of who we are, the healing elixir that everyone has. And so before we get into the show, and before I get too carried away, because I absolutely love drinking and consuming of my own elixir. So we're going to just get started right here. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. That was AK performing on In Time, his latest CD. And the name of that cut was Getting It On. That's one of my all-time favorites, man. It puts me in such a high, high energy. So welcome back, everyone, to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Now, audience, I want to make sure that you knew if you want to join in the conversation, you have a comment, you can reach us here at 516-531-9819, and you will simply press 1 to let me know that you want to talk live on air. And again, this is Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And thank you for being with us tonight. We're in for a treat, a treat, a treat. And so we're going to make sure.
Sandy Rogers Knows Real.
So I have not done a newsreel in a while, but this just grabbed me so this morning. I am still just sitting. You know, last week I made a comment about white eggs are not really the eggs of the chickens that are out in the yard eating the grass and things like that. But I did not know until today that the FDA has forbidden a definition of an egg. That's right. So when you go to Starbucks or McDonald's or Wendy's or whoever restaurants that you, fast food places that you go to, those are not necessarily eggs. They can be whatever whatever these places make up to be looking like or tasting like an egg. And this report is just astounding. They said that especially over in Asia, the fake eggs are really producing a lot of problems for them, and that the ingredients that they are using in these fake eggs are linked to liver, brain, and nerve damage. And there is just so much. And so I have it posted on a couple of different pages on Facebook and God's Groceries as Nature Intended, and then also on Life, Love, and Wellness Global. But it's saying that they're making these eggs from all kinds of, they call it folded eggs, which is a mix of egg, non-fat milk, modified food starch, salt, and citric acid. They're also passing it off when they do something that's made of an egg patty, and that's soybean oil, corn starch, zeitan gum, and natural flavor, among other ingredients. And so even Starbucks, again, what they're putting in that sandwich that they have is not a real egg. And the reason why this came out is that Panera Bread is coming out with a breakfast sandwich, and they wanted to make sure people knew that it had real eggs. And so they're needing to petition the FDA to get them to overturn their ruling that there will not be a definition describing eggs. And I just found that amazing. So, you know, some really surprises me anymore, but that one really got me. So even the eggs that you buy in a supermarket are not necessarily chicken eggs. They have molds that they're filling with whatever the glup, whatever that they're using on the inside. Just read it for yourself, you guys. It's an amazing story. Whew, okay. Eggs cannot be defined by law. Just, you know, we never know what we're consuming. So this is such an important part of urine therapy and water of life. And so we're going to get into, I do have a caller, 916-862, that has already chimed in. You want to give us your name, where you're calling from, and you have a question or a concern or an addition to the conversation?
Yes, hi, Auntie Sandy. It's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. How are you, darling?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm chiming in because I'm ready to listen to something that I already know. And that was something that I didn't already know. And
yeah.
I don't know. I get set on your show by, not accidentally, I get set on by purpose because somebody wants me to be a part of it this day. And I just wanted to tell you that as of Thanksgiving of 2017, I haven't eaten another egg. I don't know what made me stop eating them besides the fact that what my niece told me they were. And I decided not to eat any more eggs again. So I'm egg-free, and, you know, I'm still drinking my pee and egg-free. So I'm going to live to tell another story about eggs and something else that I don't like is being taken. That's ridiculousness.
Well, they said that, you know, real authentic eggs, you know, that's if you're into eating animals or whatever, but that they do have a lot of nutritious value, especially for the eye health. But you need to actually, you know, like go to somebody that's raising chickens themselves, like in an open field or something. But, you know, you're really kind of shooting craps when you go to buy it in the store because there's no definition for an egg. These companies can put organic and range-free and all of that on the package, but they're no more organic than, you know, anything else. And so that's why I thought it was so funny that I was telling people last week, you know, and eggs are not white, you know. Eggs are brown or speckled.
How can
and
you tell which one's male? How can you actually tell?
Well, they said the best thing to do is to get it from someone who raises chickens themselves. So, you
know, I'm out of the country.
Yeah,
I'm in Alabama.
So,
I better find somebody.
I
don't eat them. My son and my husband, I just don't eat them.
Okay.
I'm done eating anything that has parents.
I tell you. But, you know, there's so much that's a part of edibles is my new definition of this stuff now. Because, you know, once chemicals go into what you're consuming, to me, it's no longer a food. But I like the term edible. Edible is not necessarily nutritious, but it's something that you can eat. So, now, Danielle, I met you last year at the first annual Water of Life Symposium in Sacramento, and it was such a wonderful pleasure to meet you. And so I just want to tell a little bit about your story and then let you continue on. So,
please do.
I actually had a chance to interview Danielle because this young lady told me that she had suffered with MS, multiple sclerosis, and that made a conscious decision to take her life to a higher level of consciousness, and she started doing urine therapy, and she was aware enough to bring her report from her doctor with her. And the report said that she no longer needed the treatment that she was undergoing previously for that particular diagnosis because she was cleared up. And so she contributes her change, her dramatic change in her health to the consumption of her urine. So I'm going to just set the stage for it right there, Danielle, and allow you to tell the rest of your story.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sandy. I've been going through this battle with the multiple sclerosis since about 2000, and I relied on the physicians, the practitioners, to help me with my life after being diagnosed. And their mission was to not help me with my life, but to see how long they can keep me alive on their medications and monitor me through my whole multiple sclerosis life. as long as it was going to be under their care. And I had another plan for them. So I took control of my life by stopping a lot of the medications that I started and was told to take. I took 9 pills a day, to be perfectly exact. And I started listening to J. King radio station, the J. King Network, the Kings in the Morning. And there was a challenge. 1 minute I'm on the phone and in the tub. There was a challenge to anybody who took pills. And I had tried so many different things prior to hearing this episode on the radio that I decided I was going to try urine therapy. To cut a long story short, I had tried so many different medications that led to nothing but side effects. And that side effect was given another medication, which gave me another side effect. So I dealt with side effects for probably 10 good years through my life, my son's life, and my husband's life. He had to give me administer shots to me at one point, and that I'm scared of needles, so I acted like a big baby and threw fits and fought him for that. And one day I just said, God, please take this away from me. I'm not ready to lay down and die with multiple sclerosis. And lo and behold, I started taking my urine, and the results instantly started from the moment that I started that day on a dare from Jay and the boys, that I got so much energy that I cleaned my whole house. And I told this story at the symposium, but I cleaned my whole house from top to bottom, not thinking that, you know, I was doing this under some magic spell. Because when my husband got home from work, he said, oh, you hired the housekeepers, huh? And I said, no. He said, yes, you did. I said, I did this. He said, quit lying. And he started following me in my urine consumption and saw the travesties come to a halt when I started walking without my cane. And I even ran, you know, a couple of summers ago across somebody's yard. And he witnessed these things. And, you know, I started healing one inch at a time. And finally, I came to the symposium and I learned so much about urine therapy that I've been doing it full time, you know, since January of 2017. And there's no more lesions in my brain, and I'm leading a normal life now. I ride my bikes, I go to physical therapy, and I'm working on my gait, my walk again, so I don't have to use a cane. And I'm just advancing in my illness, and it's all because of my strong belief in God. First, and second of all, my belief in myself, and third, my urine, my water of life. Those are the three things that I've been living my life with for the last year and a half, 2 years. And that's my story, Auntie Sandy.
Good, good. Can I give you just one suggestion, please?
Yes, ma'am.
You're advancing in your wellness.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, because we're not going to take control or take ownership of anything that's about wellness and health, okay?
No, I won't. You're right about my wellness because I am being well. I'm turning well.
Yeah. You look beautiful. Just absolutely. I can't wait to see what you look like this year when I see you in September. So I know that. You know, I know you're just continuing to just get more and more beautiful every day. You are
blessings. You know, I guess it's in the eye of the beholder, and I hold myself dear to the Most High most of the time. And you know, he's putting it on me. I'll be 53 on Thursday.
Really? I would have never known that.
I still get carded. They still card me. I think it's a joke when they ask me for my ID. I think I laugh. I was like, you're just playing with me, right? And the girl said, no, I'm not.
Enjoy it.
Oh, I do, you know. I enjoy everything that life has to offer me 1 minute at a time.
Yes, indeed.
I moved out to the country, and I missed so many things, but I realized there's so many things out here that I didn't know How could I miss something I never knew?
Right.
Country's beautiful.
Well, that,
the sound.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
I'm growing.
I've got a lot of family in what you would call the country, and everything always looks so different. It looks so clear, so crisp. The stars look brighter and bigger, and
it's amazing. It's beautiful.
So enjoy your time.
I am. Totally.
I am. I can't listen to what AK has to say today. It's almost like, okay, I talk to him sometimes, but we don't talk about the same things as he talks about when he's live, you know?
Right. So he must
he
have
talks
heard
about,
you because he's on the line now. He must have felt your energy.
He's my guru. Do you know this?
Oh, guru. Hey, Mr. Guru.
He is my guru. I've been saying that to him for a year, probably over a year or so, that, you know, I trusted in him enough by just listening to him to go ahead and advance in my urine therapy. I'm drinking through the nose now. You know, I take baths in my urine and, you know, insert it in my ears and my, you know, my eyes and my belly button and take baths with it. And, you know, I'm getting to know myself, you know,
yes,
with this
and
water
that,
of life.
That is definitely what it does. So let me take this moment to introduce you to my nephew, Anthony, A.K. King. He goes by several names, depending on who you're speaking to. He is a professional, world-class dancer. He is a top-rated musician. He is an actor that has appeared in plays around the world. He is a music producer. My nephew thinks a thought unlike what most people think about, that they'll give themselves room to make their thoughts and their dreams become a reality. He doesn't have a box. I was going to say he thinks outside the box, but there's no box with him. And he is very observant of the nature and of people, and he is a very strong supporter of individuals that we may title homeless or disabled or some other term, but to him, everybody's the same. Everybody is deserving of recognition and deserving of love and respect, and that's what he shows. And I believe that's why he's been gifted with the task of pulling together this Water of Life Symposium. We had people at the very first symposium, which was last year in Sacramento. People came from around the world, from India, from Thailand, from Taiwan, Romania, Argentina, just from everywhere to be a part of this energy. And it was so incredible to be there and to experience. I don't believe any of us really knew what to expect, but we came with a full, open heart and love for everyone that would show up and that would be present. That's what we created, was love, acceptance, honor of each other, and a forum where we were able to discuss the power, as Danielle was just talking about, the power of drinking from your own body, from your own cistern, water of life, urine therapy, whatever you want to call it. But he had the vision. He got the word, symposium. And from there, he created this just absolutely incredible, outstanding, amazing event,
where people that want to know more, that are maybe a little shy on the radio and don't want to, you know, put their voice to a question about what is urine therapy, but they come to a gathering of like-minded individuals and they get to ask all the questions and talk to people about the experience. So without further ado, because you see I can just go on and on, let me bring to the phone, to the stage, to the center, Mr. Anthony A.K. King.
Greetings, Auntie.
Yay.
Greetings, baby.
Greetings, Sister Danielle, all the listeners.
Blessings.
Everybody that's tuned in. Right on. Thank you for having me. You make me sound famous.
You are.
Yeah. A pastor asked me, after he told the people that were listening to me that I was crazy. He literally told them I was crazy. He said, what does piss drinking have to do with Christianity?
Uh-huh.
I said, simple answer, it doesn't. That's the punchline. It doesn't. The word Christian is in the Bible, the King James Version anyway, 3 times. The first place you'll find it mentioned is in the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 26. And the last sentence in that verse says, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. I'm going to say that again. The disciples were called Christians at Antioch. And for those that study the Bible like me, you know that Jesus was dead already. That's almost like saying black folks was first called niggers in the USA.
Huh.
Or white folks was first called honkies in the USA. Conditioning is something else, ain't it?
Yep.
What we've been taught to dumb us down, to keep us docile, to keep us thinking that we're inferior to something, to keep us striving and seeking and wishing and wanting and wandering and searching. The fix-all is in the water. How you know, man? Hey, man, you got to trace it back to what formed you. Remember the womb? Remember when you were in the womb? I want you to think about it. Remember what you forgot in the womb? I want you to remember, because you were in liquid form. Roaming around freely in a place called heaven, your mother's womb. Just you and your water, remember? Remember when you came up with this thing called your skin? How you started forming your veins and arteries and capillaries and bones and sinew and tissues and muscles and brain cells and all of these things you did without any help from the outside world. Remember? Remember? Remember what you told yourself in the womb prior to your arrival here on dry land? It was fulfilled already. Remember? Everything was built in and given to you from those that preceded. So y'all plants. Those that preceded, and instead of spelling it P-R-E-C-E-E-D-E-D, we're going to spell it a little different tonight. Pre, P-R-E-ceded you, S-E-E-D-E-D. All the lives that came together to form you, that blueprint. Remember the lives, the stories, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your great-great-grandparents, their parents, their parents, their parents, their parents, their parents, their parents. That code has transcended waters to form you right now, and it is precise. You got here. Somebody say, you look just like your daddy. Somebody say, wait a minute, you look just like your mama. Wait, some of y'all look just like both of them. How you do that? Remember, on this trip we decided we're going to remember the water of our authenticity. And it's amazing how we come together. The water that's bringing us together from different parts of the world, different what we call nationality, because the water transcends all of that. I'm going to get into that a little bit at the symposium this year. I'm going to take you on a ride, I promise, beyond race. Now, I hear some of these black folks talk about, I'm original Israelite. I'm original Hebrew. We're from the original Egypt. I'm going to take you way past all that thought. I'm going to show you where all of that comes from, because it's all a part of your conditioning. We got a ways to go. Us water drinkers are responsible. See, we've gotten into a groove online. A lot of water drinkers. You know, this live thing, which I say is getting kind of corny. So everybody got a radio show now. Everybody got a live video, and it's cool. But it seems to be more of see me, hear me. You know, who else don't have what you got? Simple question, who are you? The challenge is, tell me about you. And us water drinkers, we are responsible. If you drink your water, you should be getting acquainted with you better than anybody. Breaking up with our old self, taking on our new self. And somewhere I'm meeting the old me along the way. Get to take a look at him. Say, I don't need that part of you no more. I'm going to love on me a little bit more. I'm going to be kinder to myself. Because I notice I'm not as nice to myself as I like to be. And that's kind of like a girly line, you know. I'm going to be nicer to myself, because usually women say stuff like that. Girl, I'm going to do something nice for myself. And it's usually associated with getting back in the gym or going on a trip or splurging a little bit. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about psychologically. emotionally, spiritually. Now, me, I'm up quite a bit. I'm up 1, 2 in the morning. I'm going to stop using them words, too. I'll tell you all about that later. I'm up at all times. And when they have the lamp off or it's dark outside, my thoughts are many. And not always am I kind to myself. I recognize that. Instead of running from it, I'm building a relationship with me now. One that I remember that I used to have in the forgotten of myself. I'm talking about that relationship where I knew nothing of wanting and seeking and searching and achieving and winning and getting and all of those calcified ideas. I am right now whole, fulfilled, loved, cared for. This symposium is going to be something special like every one of them. You know, I've mentioned last year that the spirit wouldn't let me contrive what it would be, even though it was the first one. You know, it was a hell of a ride because my thoughts were this and the waters leading me this way. And when I would think of something, I can hear the spirit of my highest self saying, no, man, move out the way. Don't think it, be it. Listen to the spirit, follow it. I got you, man. I got you. The same this year. It's more intense. Feels like we're going to get more into who we are. Because us water drinkers, we got a lot of issues. Just because we drink our water, we haven't arrived just yet. We are on a journey. We got ego issues. We got drama issues. We got self-hate issues. We got hate for others issues. We got racism issues. You know, a lot of folks hate the fact that I'm black. And I'm the founder of the Water of Life Symposium. Well, good luck. How you know? Trust me, I know, and you know who you are if you listening or, you know, get a chance to hear the archive. You know who you are. Some despicable words being said. Lanes being picked, sides being picked. Well, I'm one that says that we're going to go through it. Because this is what I took on when I said, here am I. I'll go. I'll do it. You know, a lot of this stuff that we've been calcified with on this journey called life through the food, through messages, be it on the television, through the institutions of schools, in our water, being sprayed every day. You know, the few times I do click on the television, the titles, just the titles of stuff is just toxic and horrible. I said, man, the only shot these kids got is us. Turn them back to what's originally theirs. They need to be possessed by the Holy Spirit. Holy meaning pure. The Holy Spirit that formed them. These energies and vibrations and stuff that we're consuming is driving our authentic self into the ground. We call it death. It's making these bodies more accessible or available to strangers and foreign spirits. That's why we see these zombie-like states in folks. I had to blow my horn at a lady today, stuck at the light, staring into her phone. Saw a car accident. The car flipped over, a Lexus truck and some other kind of truck, right in the middle of an intersection in a suburban neighborhood. So it's not like lots of traffic. I said, that's a cell phone accident. We got a long way to go, because we're going to meet the same conditioning that we piled on ourselves as we break up with it. So this symposium is going to be real unique. We got yourself speaking this year. Some really unique people that I find, they're unique to me. Sister Rosalind Hansen. And when I tell you, somebody that knows everything, she can tell you about every one of your body parts and how the water works with them. And I told her, I said, hey, man, I'm glad I got you, because with you, I don't need to know nothing. Doc Precise, who I hope is listening right now. Brother, if you're listening, please press the one. He is an amazing young man to me. I call him my little brother. He didn't make it last year, but he's been on a journey. He's been drinking his water approximately 12 years now, and he is a super, super sharp young man. I'm really honored that he's coming this year. Brother Sage, Gerald Roth, he's coming today, and we've had people register over the last few days that I don't know from Adam. I've never met them. They're not my Facebook friends. So, you know, we're definitely being led by the Spirit on this one, and we're going to have an incredible, incredible time.
Okay, well, no one else is getting time. No. That Sister Roz, I don't know if she's aware of it or not, but she helped me to understand how to do the drinking urine through the nose properly, because, you know, I was doing all kinds of things trying to get the urine up in there. But now it really seems to be such an effortlessly accomplished activity, you know, like it was so hard before. So she is very knowledgeable, and she just breaks it down and just says it, and then she goes on about her business. You know, she doesn't make a real big to-do about it. So I'm really curious to see what else she brings this year. So I know she's going to be dynamic. We've got two people. So my first guest, 347 area code 703, you want to give us your name and your contribution to the conversation, please?
Yes, indeed. Good evening. My name, introducing myself, my name is Dr. Precise. How are y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Dr. Precise.
Auntie Sandy.
Hello.
Brother, my brother, I love you, bro. Like, I'm really her explanation of me, and I'm so in that. I'm really excited, bro. You don't know. Amazing. I looked at the time you guys have on the show, and I know baseball.
Let me say this, Brother Doc. Hold on 1 second. If you guys are not talking, put yourselves on mute, because your phones sound horrible. If you can't hear it, it's your phone making the noise. Greetings, Brother Doc Precise.
Good evening. Good evening.
There he
yes,
is.
Yes. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Brother. Man, I can hear you clear.
Excellent. 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 Again, thank you. Thank you. I'm really honored, you know, between you, Sister Sandy, Auntie Sandy, Sister Roz. I mean, like, 3-4 of you I've been communicating with. It's just taking me to a whole nother level. It's been about a year, I think, we spoke. That's about this time last year when I called, was it the Simi Braxton show? From that point, I think we've grown so much. And, yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't able to make the last, the first meeting over there, but there's no way, and I promise you, it's gonna be amazing. But I have to say one thing. Like, I was just reading something about how we drink of ourselves, and all the things, all the scientific things that are going on right now, like all this try not to curse, Scott. Sorry, I get a little emotional sometimes. But a lot of things with the nanotechnology and the robots. And I know they say that oil and water can't mix. And I was looking at my computer. One of my computers was really slow. Now, we could take viruses out of ourselves with urine, but we can't take it out of a computer. But yet they want to merge us with a computer. So it just made me, like, backtrack a little bit. Like, wait a minute. They're trying to merge us with these things. But it's up to us to stay separated and stay in communion with ourselves, because if we don't do that, Lord knows what's going to happen.
Indeed.
Well, brother, you said it. It's up to us water drinkers, because the mortals are morons. If you don't drink your water, well, you're probably saying, hey, man, if you don't drink your water and you're listening, say, hey, man, that's judgmental. Well, then today I'm judgmental. If you don't drink your water, that water you make, not only are you forsaken yourself, you have no armor on, none.
Mm.
You are literally walking around vulnerable and susceptible to everything available through these vibrations, waves, energies. Our taskmasters go to great lengths to keep us sick.
Yeah.
Because whether we know it or not, they're more afraid of you than you are of the devil. Those that would govern and control us are more afraid of you because of the idea that you might open your eyes. Just like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Hey, chick, by the time you pull that curtain back, the wizard is a little short cat with a short man's complex, with a big head, some little fingers, and he's more afraid of you than you are him. And those shoes you got on, all you got to do is click them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you, bro. And they put it right in our face for us to see it. But the zombies, you know, hey, our family members that mock this, I watch him be sick. And I'm going to tell you cats that's listening, if you don't drink, just don't drink. But don't mock this. Don't hear this and mock this, because there's a scripture for that too. And it goes a little something like this. It'd be better that you never heard than to hear and not do. Because I've watched people die. There's one cat that's dead now. I talked about him. I grew up with him. He called me one day, and I talked to him about urine therapy because I knew to. I'm not trying to force this on anybody. That's why we have a symposium. It is for us water drinkers. But he came to me, and I talked to him. what he ended up doing was going to another brother that knows us both, Brother Melvin Wafer. He called Brother Melvin Wafer and said, "Hey, man, you heard about Anthony King? Man, that crazy nigga is drinking his piss." And Brother Melvin Wafer said, "I know, I drink mine too." And right there, when your mouth falls open, "Oh, man, oh, you do? Oh, well, oh, man, well, you know, all of that." Well, he's dead now.
Mm-hmm.
He died of cancer, and we watched it eat him up on Facebook while they bow their heads and pray to their invisible God who equipped you with everything you need. But your illness won't let you open your eyes to the rivers of living water that's flowing right out of your belly. Lastly, brother, and I'm going to give you your floor back. John chapter 7, verse 38. This is what this says. It's an interesting scripture. It's Jesus talking. He says, "He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Now, the funny thing about that is, it says, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said." A lot of these folks, churches are filled with people talking about how they believe in Jesus, but they don't believe as the scripture has said, because if you look right in the book, the whole book is about the water.
I know for a fact. I'm going to jump in and say that a lot of the book, you know, I've read much more of it when I was younger, when my aunt used to carry me to church. And I remember my grandmother also, I have a grandmother who's, of course, has passed on now, who actually dealt with urine. And I only found this out through my sister, but she was using it for more spiritual means. I don't know whether she drank it or not. But I do remember the book dealing with a lot of bitter herbs and certain terminologies that deal with bitterness and water flowing. And when I was learning about this practice, it's like 12, it's going on 13 years. Wait, let me see. 2006. That's 12 years. It's been going on that long, and I remember one of the first things that Dr. Jubb told me about churches is how living waters flow underneath them. And this is, you know, the derivation of holy water, but I think that's just a mask for where it really comes from, you know. But this thing about what you said earlier, brother, sister, about Facebook, and a lot of, like, we're getting the power in our hands because it's us, like you said, it's us that are getting the control back. But then there's also this neurosis that I'm seeing. There's a lot of people, and I don't want to, like, say any names, I don't want to get on anybody's case, but there's a lot of neurotic behavior with health. And to me, it's not healthy. I think there needs to be a neutral sort of a – we're not authorities. There are no authorities in this. We need to be able to all be in commune in school together. But there are people that are taking the lead and saying that I know more than you and I know this and that. I'm never been that person. I'm always humble in the way I approach it because there are people that will argue with me to the it makes me laugh. It's actually entertaining to me. But I turn around and say that I learned something from did you. And I think you take out the word neutral and you have neural, and then from neural you get neurotic. And there's a lot of, to me, neurotic behavior. It's just like you said, with a lot of the live sessions, I don't do live. That's not me. But it's entertaining. It's all entertaining. I actually like it all.
May I interject?
Yes, sir.
And out of the darkness came the light. I was in the fourth grade, and my teacher came in, and she said, "Make a black spot. Use your watercolors and make a black spot." I was a little irritated, so I used the whole tray. I made a big blob, big black blob. And we came in the next day. She said, just take your brush now and make different spots from that black spot. And we kept making dilutions and using those dilutions and combinations. And we got all the primary colors first, the red, the greens, and the blues. Those are the dark ones. But we got every color of the rainbow from that one black spot. And this is why they're afraid of you. I digress. This is why they're afraid of us, because they know out of the darkness came the light. And that water, that living water that we talk about, that we've been harping on all night, that living water, this is how we get our human species, our humans from that water. They know this. We don't. And I'll stop there.
Thank you, Mr. Art Stone.
Yeah. That water is live in the darkness. And light, and the thing is, light, when the sun comes out, contrary to a lot of health people's beliefs, light is actually the breakdown. It's the beginning of a breakdown. But it's a necessary breakdown. So, you know, we have alkalinity and acidity, and there's the whole criminality of what's acid. But acid is what gets you up in the morning. Acid is how things get up into your brain. Acid is what gets things to the pot. You just have to cover that pot, keep the nutrients in. But we're duality. It's a whole duality, and I think we need to address, you know, everything. And that's just not just with health and food and consciousness, but with everything. We need to see both sides of every story.
Yeah, exactly. Well, all right, Brother Doc, I've got a couple more callers. We're going to add in area code 702-577. Would you tell us your name and what you have to add to the conversation?
Greetings, Auntie Sandy. This is your nephew, Tim.
Hey, Tim. Love you, baby.
Hey, right. Greetings, everybody. Greetings to you, my brother, AK, everybody out there in listening land. I just wanted to just chime in and say I am very excited about the Water of Life Symposium. I'm very excited to be a consumer of the water, and I'm really excited just about the movement, the flow of what is happening and kind of what I see going forward. I really like the things that Brother had said about the movement and the potential of what's going to be going on at the symposium. But what really rings for me, and it has been ringing for me, continues to ring for me, I think you may hear me echo it time after time, and that is the word less. And the word less that really sticks out for me is to not forbid, but to allow. Just to allow the flow, to allow the water to do in you what the water does. Right, there seems to be a lot of things going on in each of us and with each of us. I do hear and listen to different ones, and I'll chime in and listen to some of the people doing some of the blogs, you know, and looking at some of the things that people are saying. But for me, it is just letting the water do what it does, because I have embraced it. I am the light, and everything about what the water is and what it is to do is going to be seen in me. I'm not one that does a lot of talking. Never been that kind of a person. I've been the kind of person to let my life and let my movement, let my flow speak for itself. So being introduced into the water and letting the water do it in me, you know, and I tell very briefly, you know, what the water did for me when I was had a diagnosis of diverticulitis and my journey in that and stepping in and allowing the water, accepting that the water was the healing source for me. After going into the hospital and letting them do whatever they needed to do and present me with this fluid that they told me to take this and it would be better for me, and just letting somebody else take control of my healing, the betterment of my wellness, versus embracing the wellness that's already in me through the water that's been given from me and, you know, prepared for me to do in me what it needs to do. So I just want to encourage everybody to just embrace your water and let the water do what it needs to do. At the Water and Life Symposium last year, we cannot say enough about it. You know, we talk about how impactful it was, but, you know, even in that, it's beyond words. It really is beyond words, because even in saying how impactful it was, and even like Danielle, meeting Danielle and seeing Danielle in the movement and hearing her story and seeing her, the movement even in her there, you know, and listening to Auntie Sandy and listening to AK and meeting the different ones, everybody who was there, and the, you know, the energy of everybody coming together and just the force that was there of the unity and all the sharing and everything that occurred. It's just beyond words. And, you know, this time it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be beyond words, you know, even our description of what we're going to experience. Just like the day-to-day, like even this moment, you know, it's beyond words. And there are those that are challenging, they're going to challenge. You know, that is just a part of it.
Yeah.
There's no right, wrong about it. It just is what it is. You know, they were there, and it's all about the love, the energy, the embrace. At the symposium, you know, there were those who just came. They weren't water drinkers, but they were there. You know, they were there to hear, to learn. They were supporting friends, loved ones. Some came in because they just wanted to know. And it's just beyond words, just the impact of what the water is doing. And I so honor, brother, I so honor, AK, as just for who he is. You know, he's my brother. I love the man to death. You know, I'm with him 110 plus. But it's not about that. It's just beyond that. It's because of who he is and him being the one that's moved this. And just moved it forward. So I'm really thankful and I'm really grateful and I'm really just looking forward to moving forward and, you know, just embracing each other. And I will see everybody at the symposium. And I'll see you on the next month's call, too.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
All right.
Yeah. So our next caller is area code 916-396. You want to give us your name and your contribution?
What up? My name is Jeezy. How you doing today? Want to say hello to my boy, AK. How you doing, girl? What's up, Doc Precise? No, we get together, man. It ain't nothing nice. Man, let's talk about this little symposium. We about to break it down, backflip on linoleum. Wait till we catch fire, blow it up like petroleum. The piss drinkers take it over. You can call it colonial. Yeah, I'm hitting in here. One people, one voice. I gotta walk the path because I got no choice. With my message hitting heavy, kind of like a Rolls Royce. Young Jeezy on the mic because I got no choice. What's going on, guys?
Hey,
brother.
Love
yeah.
It, love it.
Yeah, brother.
We ain't going cypher, bro.
Yo.
And you do have a choice. You know that, don't you? You do have a choice.
Hey, it's a party up in here, man. I just listened to everybody talk. I didn't even want to chime in. I was just like, damn, I'm sitting with you guys right now.
Cool. I love you, little bro.
That was cool.
Hey,
that's a rebel. That's Guevara.
It's Gerald Guevara over here, man. I saw my name on the roster. I looked at the website and I saw my name on the roster. I was like, whoo. Got to bring that fire now.
We're waiting to see what you're going to bring us.
No, because that thing, that was like a last minute thing. Now you about to, I'm about to plan something out. You're about to get the dressing and the shingles. You know, might not have to use my phone on the next one. Hold on. I don't know. We'll see. AK, something you said earlier just resonated with me so much. Like something just tagged me when you started talking about all of the issues that we have, and it seemed like you were just describing me. Like, I was just like, holy, how does he know all my stuff, man? He's talking about me. But one of the, I'm gonna just put my biggest issue right there on the table, which is, you know, like I'm starting to become highly aware of like my trajectory, right, and my potential, and I'm starting to grasp it and starting to visualize, starting to get real clear to me. And I'm starting to see that I'm going to be a public figure. You know, I'm starting to prepare myself for this. You know, and that with that comes particular issues and special issues and special considerations that are going into my mind. For example, like at first I was battling with myself, like, dude, you got to just come out and hit him. Just come start rapping about P. Just do it. Put an album out. You know, like, because there's one side of me that wants to, you know, hit him hard with it, you know, with the message, you know. But there's also that third eye side of me that can see all and can see the downside of putting your neck out there. And there's this wise part of me that's saying, all right, look, you got this super, super, super duper secret power here. And I think you might want to just be the incognito one and be the secretive one and be the more like strong silence type as far as the content I put out there, because I'm going to be a speaker, I'm writing books, I'm going to be doing all this stuff. And what I see urine therapy as, you know, when my third eye is open, is it is something that can be used to bring your reputation down, to bring your image down, and something that will be used against anybody that they want to quote unquote defame. So foreseeing that automatically affects how I'm going to approach my whole thing. So, and at first I felt guilty about the fact that I have to do this incognito and I have to be a little more secretive about my practice. And I felt guilty, but I realized that it's okay. We need to have a variety of practitioners. We don't just need to have people on the mountain with the bullhorn. We need to have the secret agents that get up in there, that get up in, maybe get all the way up in there, in the belly of the beast, so to speak, and just hold this secret and maybe inform people at his leisure. You know, that's my whole thing. That's just kind of my whole thing I've been struggling with and kind of what I've come to since last year, you know.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Brother, yeah, this is Precise again, and I gotta say, you've actually motivated me, because in my inbox, a lot of people will ask me questions. I've gone through some training, so I really know how to do like the diagnosis thing. But there was some people that, you know, like you said, don't want to be in the limelight and really just want to be able to live their life to another level. And one person I'm really proud of that I motivated was a young guy in high school. I know he doesn't want to be identified. I'm not going to reveal him. But this guy is operating. I mean, he's like a rock star. He does what he does. He's drinking all his pee. And he's in high school. He's in 11th grade taking college classes. He's ready to go to the next level. He's doing his thing. And
I knew
it, like you rapping and doing your thing. You know, I just want a verse, man. I just want to get a guest star verse. I'm, you know,
oh, man,
modest guy.
But yeah, it's like, that's my little thing. Like, I gotta be the secret agent with it, you know.
Word, I like that.
All right, we got one more caller that I'm gonna bring on. 337.
396. You want to give us your name and tell us what you got to share with us.
Good evening, everyone. Hello, Auntie Sandy. Hello, Brother AK. Hello, everyone. This is me, Miss Tony, the one and only, a.k.a. Miss Tony Freeney. And I just wanted to come on this evening. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How
doing
are you?
Doing good,
Miss Tony.
Well,
hey,
amazing.
Tony.
Doing good, thank you. Well, Brother AK dropped me an inbox and let me know that it was my favorite subject tonight, so, of course, I would have to drop by. And then I had one of my sisters to give me a call, and we were talking about a different subject, and I said, hey, I'm on the other line talking about urine therapy, and she said, well, you know what? Actually, I just clicked on your hashtag and tell me more about it. I said, well, hey, I could do even better than that. Let's go on to this conference call. So I'm here, and she's on the line with me. I don't know if she wants to be identified, so I don't want to say her name unless she wants to do that. But anyway, I just wanted to say that, you know, urine therapy, I just turned 45 on the second. Whoop, I made it. So it's like, you know, it is an amazing thing. It is not something that, you know, my approach to it, I'm not ashamed of it because, you know, the way I grew up, there is no shame in my blood. But at the end of the day, you know, I get what the guy just said as well, because when you kind of get on the bullhorn, you know, you get judged, and people like AK, he can handle it. He handled it in his way, and thank God for the symposium. I will be there as soon as I get my money, which is coming. I will be getting my tickets. I will be getting everything because I will not miss it. I think it's just an amazing thing that you guys are having that for us, the people that, you know, that do get it. And for those that don't, I just want to say that I don't personally, you know, hold people, you know, too much. You know, I don't be too hard on people because I always use my memory to keep me intact when it comes to that, because I know I remember when I first heard about it and how I shunned it and how I felt about it. So I don't expect, you know, because of my knowledge now, you know, I feel a certain type of way about it. And I may feel people are, you know, you're missing out or this and that. But at the end of the day, I have to remember that, you know, where I was at. So I just take people where they at. I give them the information that I have. And what all I could do is just get my testimony and say that I know for a fact, if I wasn't practicing, which I have been back practicing since you guys came into my life, you know, and so if I wasn't, I know for a fact I would have that flu, you know, because I've been exposed to it so many times, and even my throat may get a little scratchy for a day or my voice or something, but it'll go right away. And I definitely know that it's because of, you know, me drinking. And, you know, when you do a fast with it, it's just even more amazing. So if you have any illness or anything, you know, I can tell you, if you have any sinus problems, it is nothing. That is the purest saline you're going to ever get. And doing it through your nose, when I was, like, doing my fast, and, I mean, I was doing it through my nose and everything, I had never been that clear, feel like, in my life. So it does work. It is real. You know, and if you could just get past, you know, what you've been taught, which is a lie, it is a total lie, you know, the Most High is not stupid. We don't need two holes for waste. We have a hole for waste, the other hole is not for waste. So with that being said, you know, I just wanted to, you know, give my little piece or whatever, whoever's listening, if you've heard about it, research it for yourself. Don't you know, believe everything, especially if you come into, you know, awakeness. This is the time. It's our time. It's Aquarius time. So it's time for us to, you know, open up and get back to the old ways of, you know, like Brother AK always say, you know, going into ourselves and drinking of ourselves. And, I mean, if you could drink a Pepsi or a Coke, man, how could you look down on pee? I'm just saying. That's all I have to say, Ms. Sandy.
Well, thank you, Ms. Tony. We had one other caller, but they dropped off, so. This year's event is going to be phenomenal. And we're doing Okay, here we go. We've got a caller, area code 804-624. You want to give us your name and your contribution to the conversation, please? Hello? 804-624.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. My name is Magneto.
That's okay.
And I've been doing the UN therapy for years. And know that you the number one conductor. That's what they was using to amp up the pyramids. You see?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see you can drop two wires in the UN, right? With a 9-volt battery, some fizz. Whereas if you do it with water, you're gonna have to add salt, right?
Right.
So you won't have all the nutrients that are back higher. Potassium, sodium, and fermentation, you get your acid and your zinc. And we to them with air along with the urine, we be a walking talking pyramid.
Oh, I like that. So how long have you been drinking?
Okay, I had fell ill. I was having aches everywhere. So I used to catch my urine just before I had the knowledge of the urine. And I used to catch my urine, and at the bottom, I had some man that I know that is, you know, it was calcium deposit. They call it urea, but it's nothing but your bone. If you take and separate the urine from the calcium deposit, you will see that it's nothing but glass, like crystals, quartz crystals, and that will be going through your bloodstream, poking you, and that's your pain right there. So your urine is one of your greatest indicators. Catch your urine and let it rest, and you see that calcium deposit at the bottom, you're in trouble. You better use your imagination to the best of your ability. Yes.
Sounds like you've been into it for a while. You said your name is Max?
Magneto,
are you going to be coming to the symposium in September in Las Vegas? You going to be joining us?
When now?
It's September the 21st through the 23rd. You can go on the website. We haven't announced it. We should have been announcing it, though. It's wateroflifesymposium.com, and that'll give you all the information for the symposium.
Okay.
Water of life.
Another thing you can do for anybody who got aches and pains, high blood pressure in the tank, you can take a 9-volt battery, or you can use one, or you can use two, you can use three, but you got to use your imagination and you know, listen to your soul, right? And get you a sheet of copper, get you non-magnetized metal, and alligator clip, one alligator clip, and start off with the positive. You can feel your pain that's leave. Yes. Battery is a mentality. Cheap, the cheaper the better. I be using the zinc carbon and the other batteries where you get from the dollar store. You want to get the cheap ones. And you can use the batteries two ways, parallel and series. Like right now, I'm shooting 1.5 volts. But if you look at the Dendera in Egypt, you can see where they had the clay batteries I'm kind of lost for words, but they look clay job. And
okay.
So the scientific math figure out that they little jobs with 1.5 votes, and they were wondering, were they jobs and adding them up, like, you know, adding the voltage. Because, see, when you shoot a
you
voltage.
You know what? We're going to do this. We're going to do this call the first Tuesday of every month, but we're just about at the end of the show, and I've got one more caller that I need to bring on. But please make sure you join us again. I'm on every Tuesday at this same time, but the first Tuesday of every month is dedicated to the Water Symposium. But if you don't mind, I need to bring on this last caller and give them a chance to speak as well, okay? So just give us a call back. So this last caller is 702-469. You want to give us your name and your contribution, please?
Hi, Auntie Sandy. This is Casey.
Hey, Casey.
Really quick, hi, everyone. I just want to take this moment to thank, hi, guys, Anthony for, you know, this symposium is really amazing. You know, when I sit back and just watch and listen, I'm listening to everyone's story. And the first one was great. And I just have this strong feeling that the second one, the one coming up, is just going to be beyond anything we can sit here and talk about right now. And, you know, Anthony, you put yourself on the line with your conviction. It's very strong, and you give it to us very strong. And I just want to take this time and say thank you. And I look forward to this symposium, doing it again, seeing new faces and the faces that were there before. So I just want to say thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Casey.
You're welcome, sister. Hey, and before you get off, I want to tell all my brothers and sisters that called in that I love you greatly. Brother Gerald, I'm extremely proud of you. Hold on 1 second. Yeah. One sec, Sister Steph. Okay. Sister Tony Freeney, I'm extremely proud of who you are. You know, I love you immensely. You're a super sharp sister. My 804 brother, talking about them emeralds in the water. Brother Doc Precise. The list goes on. And Brother Timothy Wells, let me tell you something, man. I wouldn't be who I am, you know, if it weren't for you being the soldier that you are in my life, man. There are people that are on a ride with you. For example, you can get on a train or a bus, and you riding with somebody, and you can have a good time, but they're not riding with you. They're just on the same ride with you. And you can tell they're not with you because they get off at a different spot than you, and you don't know them no more. Timothy Wells, his life seems to be centered around how we ride. And he determines his ride based on how my ride is going. There's very few people in the world that you're going to find that's going to love you like that, that's going to look out for you, that's going to be there when you need. I don't have a brother in my life like Timothy Wells. I appreciate you. Brother Raheem, listening in from London. We got some everywhere, man. I just want to tell you guys all I love you very much, and I appreciate you greatly. And Auntie Sandy, you know we'd be on here another hour if I start talking about you.
I reflect that same love back to you, darling.
Mm-hmm. The symposium's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts. I might just put Brother Gerald and Brother Precise up there and just see what they do. Just see what they do. I might even bring them here to the house and put them on the mic.
And
see what happens.
Uh-oh. They're getting a treat.
That's how. Yep, I love that. I love that.
And yes. Sister Danielle, of course, you know, goes without saying. You know, it's so many out there that I appreciate and I love. Sister Tanya in Dallas, she rarely presses the one, but, you know, she's always, you know, supportive, always supportive, you know, sponsoring the, these events because, you know, these things do cost, you know, and Sister Tanya, Brother Tim, Sister Casey, you know, are always, you know, putting their money where their mouth is. And, of course, Sister Adria Jenkins-Jones, you know, without her, we wouldn't be where we are right now. So I just love everybody, and I appreciate you guys. And we'll be seeing each other online throughout the month, but we'll meet right here again. And for those of you that's interested, log on to wateroflifesymposium.com. Symposium is spelled S-Y-M. POSIUM, wateroflifesymposium.com. You could register today. It's only $35 to attend, but I promise you it's well worth it. And just the quality of company is beyond thought. Love all y'all. We'll holla.
Love you guys.